Hello, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal.
Thanks so much for Skyping in tonight.
It's a lot. Literally the least I can do.
Well, you could have done less.
No, I made a list of all the things I could do with you tonight, and this is the least I could do.
Well, you could have not been able to Skype in.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I didn't even think of that. Hold on. You're absolutely right. Oh, Ken, I just remembered a previous engagement. I don't think I'll be able to Skype in.
So you're just going to leave me hanging now for...
I just realized there was something that would be even less that I could do.
I didn't mean that you wouldn't do the show at all. I meant like you could call in instead of Skyping in. That would be worse than Skyping in.
Or I could join you telepathically. You'd have to just tell...
No, we're not doing that again. That didn't
work.
You'd
have to just tell us what you feel I would say and do.
We had a lot of dropouts on that telepathic show that we did. I don't think the technology is quite there yet.
I can't wait.
So we had a very exciting development today on our forthcoming podcast.
Right? Yeah, our but we can't share that with people. We can tease them.
Yes, let's tease them.
Yeah, but they're going to have to pay. There's going to be a paywall up.
No, there's not. No paywall. No, there's no paywall.
They're going to have to shell out some money to hear the whole podcast.
No, there's no money for the podcast.
They're going to have to listen to you talk about this year's new Toyotas or something.
No, it's all Casper mattresses and Blue Apron. That's it.
Yeah.
We're going to tell people.
Big Memorial Day blowout.
Yeah. So Andy and I have another, a spinoff podcast coming up, a true crime podcast. But you have to know how to get the mattress into the house. Otherwise, you can't listen.
Boy, you're really all pumped up today. You took your caffeine pills today.
I didn't, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't take the caffeine pills anymore.
I do.
Yeah.
That's my way to avoid sodas.
You take no-dos? You actually take caffeine pills?
No, I don't take no-dos. They make me too funny.
What do you take?
Too funny for FMU. Your listeners wouldn't know how to handle it.
You take sometimes does?
No, they make caffeine pills that are the equivalent of a third of a cup of coffee. A third.
And that's what
and
you take.
And they're slow.
It's slow acting.
Slow acting.
Oh, like, they embed it. They embed the methamphetamine into plastic, so it takes your body a while to suck it out.
Is that how these slow acting medicines work?
Yeah, that's how Dixoxin works. That's meth embedded in a plastic pill.
No, but how does it work? Okay. But how does it work when you take long-lasting cold medicine that dissolves? Don't they dissolve gradually? Some dissolve quickly, some dissolve gradually.
Well, I know the way Dixoxin worked. That was my amphetamine of choice.
About legal, over-the-counter, normal?
That's Dixoxin. Dixoxin was legal. It was legal methamphetamine, and it was embedded in a plastic pill, and it took your body about 8 hours to suck all the meth out of the plastic pill.
Is that how it works when a pill is called long-lasting cold medicine or long-lasting cough medicine? That's how it works?
I know that's one way they used to do it. I don't know. It's probably not the only way they do time release, but that was one of the ways.
Are you ingesting plastic?
Yeah, but then you're expelling the plastic pill. You just pass the plastic pill through. It just passes through you after your body sucks
The pill dissolves.
I don't even know if it dissolves.
Don't they have somewhere the pill dissolves in your stomach? Like 4 hours later, long lasting. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, you don't like the idea of the pill coming out in the bathroom. That does not appeal to you at all.
I've never seen it. I go through my excrement pretty carefully.
And you've never, like, because you've never taken time release methamphetamine.
I guess I never have.
Yeah.
I see an awful lot of stuff there, but that's not on the list.
I keep
a pretty thorough inventory every day.
Can you email me that list?
It gives me and the family something to talk about over dinner.
I would love to see your list. Can you email it to me?
I only use it for emergencies when I've run out of other conversation time.
Okay, no, I'm not going to mention it.
We'll see how the hour goes.
Okay, all right, fine. Hey, but we have a real topic tonight.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Oh, you sound very enthusiastic about it.
But now I'm Skyping this in, so we are on the honor system. I'm just trusting you not to cheat.
Well, I'm not going to cheat.
No, seriously, you can't cheat.
I am not going to cheat. It's not a contest anyway. You and I are on the same side.
Please put Ken Friedman on because it sounds like you're saying I'm not going to cheat. Hey, what have you done with Ken?
Hang
Ken,
on a second.
Can you held a gunpoint?
No, no problem. Hang on. Hey, yeah. Ken! Andy wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, Ken. Oh. Hey, Ken. Great Hi. To talk to you. There Great. Was an inherently honest man just imitating you.
Did he sound like me?
He did in a lot of ways, but well, he tripped up. He made one very crucial error. I always test people that sound like you.
Oh, my God. I think I just saw him run into the bathroom.
Yeah, that would be him.
Yeah. Wow.
Honest Ken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Honest Ken looks like you. He sounds like you. But there's one easy way to trip him up.
How?
Skype in a call and have a contest and see if he cheats.
Ah, okay.
But anyway, you're saying we're on the same team.
Yes, we are on the same team. We're going to play 20. We're going to play 20 questions. We want a listener who has a Wikipedia page about him or her to call us at 201-536-9368. So if you have a Wikipedia page,
201. Say it again.
536.
Yeah.
9368.
That's a new number?
Nope. Yes, it's a brand new number.
201-536-9368.
Yes.
But you know what, Ken, as you were saying this, as you were starting to explain our little game here, I think I realized a fatal flaw.
What?
Well, I think there's now a threshold to be listed in Wikipedia.
Yes, it's not so easy anymore.
You have to accomplish something.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember that. You have to accomplish something. That's the criteria. Now, we're talking to WFMU listeners.
Right.
The pool of people we're talking to are the pool of people that your station appeals to.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not following
you. Do you understand? Okay.
You keep There's, going. Oh, keep
imagine,
going.
Imagine that the people who accomplish something, imagine that's a circle. We're going to make a Venn diagram.
A Venn diagram.
Love it. Now imagine the listeners at FMU.
Uh-huh.
I don't think these circles intersect at all, do you?
Oh, yeah. No, there's an intersection there.
Yeah, the intersection is me.
Yeah. No, there's...
I'm alone in that little
I've got a Wikipedia page also, so there's at least two of us in that intersection.
Hmm.
We've had accomplished people call in before. We've had famous actors and actresses and
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
No, okay. No, that's true.
Yeah. So all
but
we need
it's not a big pool of people.
It's not a kiddie pool. It's kind of like a reflecting pool.
It's one of those outdoor pools that you get for 99 cents. It's one of those
Well, those are okay.
It's one of the not 99 cents. You get them 30 bucks.
Yeah, they're not bad. Those pools.
Yeah, they have little plastic liners. You run the hose.
Yeah, they have a wall that's around 4 feet high.
That's our pool.
Yeah.
So we're looking for people that are currently listed, and have their own page, on Wikipedia.
Right. And then we don't want to know your name. But we would then want you to come on the air with us,
and we will ask you 20 questions between us, yes or no questions, and we will try to deduce, I guess, exactly who you are.
Right. Can't fail.
Yeah.
Well, it can fail.
Do you think everyone? Yeah, believe me, it can fail. Do you think everyone who's on Wikipedia knows they're on Wikipedia? Everyone has checked.
No.
Is that something everyone's checked?
I wouldn't say so anymore. I think Wikipedia is not, it's lost a bit of the luster it used to have.
Oh my God, I would disagree with that.
Really? Okay.
I think it's the eighth wonder of the world.
Huh.
That's just amazing. Aren't you on Wikipedia every day?
Yeah. I do pretty much go on there every day.
I think it's a little miracle.
The best part of Wikipedia are the behind-the-scenes pages where the editors argue with each other. Have you ever checked those out?
No.
Oh, they're fascinating. Yeah, it's great.
Have they argued about your page at all?
A long time ago, I did see an argument break out on my page.
Whether or not to include the word evil?
Yeah, it was... it was an argument that broke out on the WFMU Wikipedia page about me. And it might have had to do with the word evil.
Wait, but what could they be arguing about?
I don't remember what it was.
About the history of the station, your responsibility, the credit you would take or not take regarding the history of the station?
I think it was, as I recall, what it was there's a, on the WFMU Wikipedia page, there's a section about, you know, DJ accomplishments. And it lists, you know, like you and other people who've actually accomplished things, put out books or movies or had bands or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a long list. And then I was on the list, but I was only on the list for managing WFMU.
Right.
And somebody said that I should not be on the list. Because I have not accomplished anything outside of WFMU.
Oh, I see. So on a list of FMU accomplishments, your accomplishment would be... Oh, I see. So someone was arguing that it was self-evident.
Right. And it was a pretty long argument. It went on for days. I tuned out. I did not weigh
in. And when the dust cleared, are you listed on that list?
I haven't checked. I really didn't care that much.
It is funny to hear you use the word accomplishment.
Yes.
It is funny. I didn't know you knew that word.
Yeah, no, I've seen accomplishments off in the distance.
Who else is on the list of FMU? Now I'm so curious.
You'll have FMU. To go check it out.
People that have DJs that have accomplished things.
There's quite a few.
Well, why don't you hit them up for money every marathon? Now I'm a little mad.
Well,
all you do is focus on me, but you bleed me dry. Hold on. I am a little mad. Hold on. How do I get to the go FMU wiki?
You go to wikipedia.org.
Got it. Okay, wait. Hold on.
Wikipedia.org, then
notable program host, would that be it?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the FMU Wikipedia page in
ages. Here we go. List
ages.
Of FMU. Hold on. Oh, my God. It's a long list. Oh, here's me. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. There are dozens and dozens of accomplished DJs.
And your point is?
Hit them up for money. Laura Cantrell. She must be rolling in money.
Did you go to list of WFMU radio hosts? Is that where you went?
Yeah. Oh, is that different?
Yeah. No. Okay. Wow, that is a long list.
Wait, that's... Oh, no, it's notable. Oh,
yeah, notable. Yeah, and they took me... Oh! Jesus Christ! I'm listed as Yippie DJ.
I'm
listed as a Yippie.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, not a Yippie. You're a Yippie DJ.
Yippie DJ.
Yeah, and general manager.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're looking.
Show 7 Second Delay is an innovator in radio humor.
Huh.
Whose concepts. Wait, hold on. I'm not done yet. It would be fine if it ended there. There's more to the sentence. Is an innovator in radio humor, comma, whose concepts are predicated on failure.
And then as the citation.
It lists the 7 Second Delay
homepage. I didn't even realize we still had a homepage. Wow.
I'm surprised it doesn't just steer people to this particular episode. Friedman is the president of the Congera Public Benefit Corporation, who markets the audience engine. How's that going for you?
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's a pleasure to actually meet a Yippie DJ. Are you the Yippie DJ? Are there other Yippie DJs? Are you a Yippie DJ?
I'm apparently one of many.
To me, you'll always be the Yippie Hi-Yo DJ.
Yippie Kayo.
Oh, yeah. Yippie Kayo. That's what I meant. Yippie Kayo.
Yippie Kayo Kaye, Mother Foyers.
Yeah, Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay, DJ. That's who you'll be to me.
Well, we're making great progress on our concept tonight, which is that we want somebody, anybody, who has a Wikipedia page about them to give us a call at 201-536-9368, and Andy and I will play 20 questions with you to guess why you're in Wikipedia.
Wait a minute. A lot of these other DJs, this is outdated. A lot of stuff is old news. They have Nachum Segal.
Oh, yeah. It's very old news.
Somebody should go through this. Are you still a yippie?
I never was a yippie.
Hold on. Let me see if that's true. No, you're wrong.
No, I never was. I have
no. I'm looking at Wikipedia now. I'm glad we could settle this. You are
not a yippie.
Yippie DJ.
I was 10 years old when I read Abby Hoffman's book, Steal This Book. I think that's as close as I ever came to the yippie philosophy.
I always wanted to go into a bookstore and say, "Hey, do you carry Abby Hoffman's Steal This Book?" And they would say, "Yeah, it's in the back. Let me show you." And I would say, "No, no, no, it's okay. I'll find it myself." That's a little moment I always wish I had done.
Too late now. There's no bookstores anymore.
That's right. Yeah. Because so many of them carried Abby Hoffman books, they went under.
So if you have a Wikipedia page,
that
repeat,
ain't gonna happen.
You.
You're wasting your breath. Your valuable, valuable breath.
It ain't so valuable.
God gave you that breath, that precious gift of breath, and here you are wasting it.
You'd be surprised.
I'm reading my little blurb. Creator, I'm not a yippie. Wait, there's a picture of me.
Good for you, not being a yippie.
It's a weird thing. They have a weird picture of me. Creator of USA Network Monk, Netflix series A Good Cop. Hollywood screenwriter. I love it. Former comedic folk singer, former writer, and founder of Uncle Andy Toys. Wait, but it doesn't mention 7 Second Delay under me.
Huh.
But it's mentioned under you.
Yeah.
Now, what if we wanted to update this? We're not allowed? You have to be an editor?
I don't. Who knows? I don't know.
I thought it was the People's Encyclopedia.
Yeah, no, anybody can go in there and edit it. We've done that. We have vandalized Wikipedia pages on the air before.
Oh, yeah. You and I have done that.
Yeah. But then people go in and fix them right away.
But some of FMU, wait, we should go through this FMU and correct it.
Speaking of Wikipedia, I think that you are also listed in the albinism page as an enemy of
albinos,
people who suffer from albinism.
Only the albinos.
They're not called albinos. They're people with albinism.
Oh, I see.
Andy Breckman.
Hold on.
Searching for you on the Wikipedia page for albinism. Not finding it.
Hmm. Could I have somehow been purged?
I doubt it. Geez, somebody took you out of the albinism page, and you're basically people with albinism public enemy number one.
Well, apparently not anymore. Hold on, let me just see. Wait, there's a philosophy? FMU has a philosophy? And it's listed on the Wikipedia page? Do you know what the philosophy of WFMU is?
Oh, yeah. Sure I do.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to be part of this. I don't want to be a part of this group, a group with a philosophy.
I can't tell you. No, I can't. Don't worry. I'm not going to try to tell you what the philosophy is. You
a stated commitment to unstructured format broadcasting. All program is created by each individual air personality. It's not restricted by any type of station-wide playlist or rotation schedule.
Huh.
I wish that were true. Experimentation, spontaneity, and humor are all among the station's most frequently noticed distinguishing traits.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm still very upset that you've been edited out of the albino page.
Hey, I didn't know I was allowed to be spontaneous.
Yes, you are.
And that it's actually encouraged.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see what it says about me on Wikipedia.
Oh, albinism in humans. Here, this is the page you've got to be on. Albinism in humans. Okay.
Yeah. Well, what's the other? Where else is albinism found? I guess in other animals?
Non-humans, yeah.
Oh, I see. So one. Oh, that must be a very, very technical, specific. Breckman has... Oh, this is... Oh, my profile's a little dated. It doesn't mention Molly and Evan. Hey, we should update it. Is there any way to update it? Look, Molly's graduating from junior high school today. Let's update it so today Molly has graduated from junior high school. So to make it the most current Wikipedia page ever.
You go right ahead.
It has a little thing on my feud with Don McLean.
Oh, that's good. How's that going, by the way, your Don McLean feud?
I've won. I've vanquished him.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
He just had some kind of award stripped away from him.
Yeah.
Some university was going to honor him.
Yeah,
and they took away the honor.
UCLA, yeah.
Yeah, because of his domestic abuse conviction.
Yeah. I avoid that problem by never winning awards. No one's taken one away from me.
I avoid that problem by never engaging in domestic abuse. That's the way I roll.
Yeah, that's you know what? I didn't even consider that option. Hold on. Oh, it has my here we go. I'm looking at me under notable works. Arthur II on the rocks. Notable. Notable's a funny word. The Steve Martin movie Sergeant Bilko. That's one of my notable works. I guess it is notable. It lost $40 million.
Really?
Well, I'm sure it did.
Sergeant Bilko lost $40 million?
No, it probably lost half of that. It probably lost $20 million.
Wow.
That made it notable.
Well, in case...
You have to work all year to lose that kind of money at the station.
No, that would take me about 2 years to lose that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen you do it.
No,
I've
you've,
seen...
yeah. No, your
well,
movies...
You're not really applying yourself.
Your movies can lose money way faster than FMU can. Hats off to you.
Thanks, my friend.
Yeah. In case you've just joined us.
We envy you that.
And we are looking for somebody who has a Wikipedia page or, let's say, an IMDb listing.
Oh, my God. That is a wider net.
Yeah. Well, look, we're 25 minutes into the show and we haven't received a call yet.
Yeah, anyone who's Googleable.
We're 15 minutes away from a record.
Getting no calls. 201-536-9368. If you're on IMDb or Wikipedia, give us a call and we're going to play 20 questions and try to guess who you are.
No, guess why you're in there.
Guess. Okay, yeah. We're going to try to guess why.
I guess if it's IMDb, it should be who you are because we're getting.
Guess why you are.
Why you are?
Hey, look, other notable fans of FMU.
No, don't list them. They want their privacy. It's embarrassing.
How dated is this list?
Yeah, don't.
The president's brother, Billy Carter.
It lists Billy Carter?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's the only person it lists. It said Billy Carter among others. That's all it says.
Very funny. Man, you have been completely taken out of all the albinism pages. There's a whole page about
why would I have been in there?
Because you're always making fun of albinos. As though they don't have enough grief.
Well, now I'm a little more woke.
Oh, good.
You know what woke me up?
What?
A nightmare about albinos.
What happened in that nightmare?
I was being chased through the woods.
Were you an albino, or you were an albino and you were being chased through the woods?
Yeah, luckily I could spot them all pretty easily in the moonlight because of that pigmentation deal.
Well, wait a second. You were being chased by albinos, or you?
Yeah, chased by albinos in the through the woods. But fortunately, they all glowed. It was impossible for them to hide from me.
Right. So you were being...
They sneak up on me.
You were being chased by radioactive albinos in the woods at night. They were glowing so you could see them.
Well, why don't you tell me your albino dreams?
I don't believe I've ever had a dream about albinos.
What is a recurring dream you've had?
Oh, I've had a lot of recurring dreams.
Like, what is the one that you say you've had the most?
The one I've had the most, you actually want to hear?
Does it deal with the station, problem the station's
having? Yes, it has to do with the station.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. It is, WFMU is moving back into 580 Springdale Avenue. That was the old house that we used to have on the edge of Uppsala College.
Yeah, I remember that house. I don't blame you for having nightmares.
We have decided, in the dream, we have decided that we have to move back there, or we want to move back there. There's only one problem. There's a family living in the house now. But it doesn't matter, because they're out to dinner right now. So we're going to move in while they're out having dinner. So we move the station into this house that's occupied by a full family. And everybody's like, what are we going to do when they come back? And I'm like, don't worry, we'll deal with that problem then.
And so it's WFMU meets Goldilocks.
Yeah,
You've read your family the story of Goldilocks, and then you yourself fall asleep with the book open on your stomach, and you have your own Goldilocks dream.
Yeah, it is kind of like Goldilocks. Yeah,
it is kind of like You're Goldilocks. Right. How sweet is that?
Yeah. And in some it's a recurring dream, and it's different every time. Sometimes the family is outraged that we've moved into their house.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they're like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. We'll be out in a couple of days.
Sometimes they come home and you've eaten all the porridge.
Yep. Sometimes it's all been arranged ahead of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they've already moved out and we just have to move in. It's just different every single time.
Hey, if you're just joining us.
Oh, my God, do I envy you.
Ken is telling us, he's sharing with us his recurring Goldilocks dream. Where he's Goldilocks and he comes upon, I can't remember, it's the Three Bears, the cottage of the Three Bears, or it's not the Three Bears.
No, it's 580 Springdale.
Uppsala House.
Yeah, 580 Springdale Avenue, where the station was for
and
9 years.
And there's nobody home, and the bears are out collecting honey or something, and the bears come back. Oh, no, it's not the bears.
No, they're out bowling, or they're out at Applebee's.
This is my nightmare now, starting now. This will be it. I'm on the air.
Okay.
Talking to my friend Ken, my co-host.
Got it.
My pal, my partner, and I make the mistake, strategic error. I ask him if he's ever had a recurring dream.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
then he launches into the stupidest 4 minutes of airtime you've ever heard.
What does he say?
I don't know. But anyone listening to it, I'm sure they're just driving their cars off the bridge.
In the dream, though, what does he say? You're going to leave me hanging?
He talks about how, in his dream, for some reason, the station decides to move back to the old house it was they broadcast from years ago.
Uh huh.
And that they find the house vacant, but the
it's not always vacant. Sometimes it's vacant. Sometimes it's not so vacant.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not so vacant.
Yeah.
Excuse me, wait, I see a bowl of shard glass. I'm going to chew on it
for a
while.
Go ahead. You get yourself some of that glass.
Yeah. It's a little way to cleanse the palate, my mental palate.
So this is cool.
Out of my head.
We're 9 minutes and 30 seconds away from a record, a 7-second delay.
All we need is someone listening, because that is accomplished enough. That is accommodated enough to be listed to have their own page in Wikipedia. How low can that bar be? Everyone has their... Wait.
How high can that bar be?
I think how low.
No, it's a high jump metaphor.
Oh, for the love of God. No. The bar is low. It's easy to jump over the bar.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was a limbo metaphor. It's harder to get under a low bar.
Everyone has a Wikipedia. Eva Braun, Hitler's girlfriend, has a Wikipedia page.
Well, because she was Hitler's girlfriend.
Well, what did she do? I will tell you one thing she did. They brought in stray dogs. You got to give them that.
Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler fostered stray dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love to bring in stray dogs.
German shepherds or?
A lot of people, they start talking Hitler down.
Yep. He was a friend to the Labradoodle.
Yeah,
they forget that.
I like to bring it up just to show that and not everything's black and white.
True.
Also, people forget this about Adolf Hitler. He killed Adolf Hitler.
Good point. Excellent point.
There were 30,000 American Allied troops converging on Berlin trying to kill Hitler. You know who did it?
Hitler.
Yeah. There were 5 million Allied troops in the war. All of them would have loved to kill Hitler. I bet that's what the first thing Hitler said when he got to the pearly gates. When they said, "Wait, wait, wait! You can't come in here. You're Adolf Hitler. We have your, you know, we've done a little research. We have Wikipedia here." And he would say, "Ah, that's true. Everything's true, except I'm also the guy that killed him."
Did that get him in?
I think he stumped them for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It is confusing.
They did find his body, right?
No, he burned his. He had his body burned and cremated.
Ah.
He made sure of that. Look, there's a picture of Eva Braun on Wikipedia with a dog. What? There's her dog.
Is it a Labradoodle?
I think they had a famous dog. I think their dog. Wait, someone. I think their dog was well known. Their favorite dog.
Pokey?
I don't think his name was Pokey.
Oh, I thought so. I thought it was Pokey. Oh, geez. It's a little Scottish, a Scotch Terrier.
Well, they brought in other dogs,
oh,
you
those
know.
Those are horrible, the Scotch Terriers. Jeez, those are...
Boy, you're really not a fan of Hitler. You don't even like his dog.
No,
I don't. Oh, my God, you have nothing good to say about the man.
I think that was Eva's...
You can't find a single thing to say about the... You think that was Eva's dog?
That was Eva's dog. Oh, but look, she's holding another leash. She's holding two dog leashes, and they've cropped the second dog out. So something's
you're
going...
Right.
Something's going on there.
Well, we don't know. That could be a person at the end of that leash. they were a pretty dynamic couple.
By the way, Andy, while we've been chatting here, Aaron in Minneapolis has updated your Wikipedia page. I don't know exactly what he's done.
With my current kids' names,
maybe.
I feel bad that Evan and Molly are not listed. If somebody could do that, they would be doing me a real solid. Hey, wait, can I get to my page from Eva Braun's page without going back, without typing anything, just by clicking?
Say this again? What do you want to do?
Let's see. It's a little contest. Let me get back to Eva Braun.
Okay.
Okay. I'm on Eva Braun's page, okay?
Okay, yep.
Hitler's girlfriend.
Yes. Oh, you want to get to your page from
without
Eva Braun's page?
Without typing anything, just by clicking, just by linking, is there any way to do that?
Probably.
What? Go ahead. Where would I begin?
Well, is there a listing?
Go to Eva Braun's page.
Okay. You go to Eva Braun's page.
Okay. We don't share the same birthday.
Right.
Obviously, she died by cyanide poisoning. That won't get me there.
Don McLean? Is there a mention?
Hold on. Is she a fan of Don McLean? No. Hold on. The Winter Olympics? No. I never participated. The Nuremberg Rally? No. I was not a participant. Neville Chamberlain?
Well, wait. You were a spectator, weren't you?
At the Nuremberg Rally?
At the Nuremberg Trials.
Nuremberg Trials, yeah. I was selling peanuts.
Okay.
I was walking up and down the aisles. Hold on. Is there any way to get me, to go to connect me? There must be.
Oh, just here it is. Here it is. Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht. Click on Kristallnacht. And then there's a go to the Kristallnacht page. There's a picture of you.
Yeah, because I wrote the theme song. That people were humming right. That night. No. I'm not a crystal. Hold on. Is there any way? What an interesting challenge.
Look at this.
Wait, hold on. 33. No, seriously. Get me there. Get me there.
Yeah, get yourself there. I just noticed that further down the Eva Braun page, there's another picture of Eva Braun with her little Scotch Terrier, and Hitler's there with the second dog, which is a German Shepherd.
Yeah, well, now these were. By the way, these were stray dogs. These were dogs that were. What do you call it when you bring in a dog?
Rescues.
Yeah, these were rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Scotch Terrier. Hold on. Blondie was the name of their dog. That was Hitler's dog.
Oh, that must have been the German Shepherd or the Belgian Malinois there.
Wait, come on, get me to me.
Cyanide.
No. Martin Bormann. No, you don't have to go directly to me. It could be 7 or 8 steps. Albert Speer?
German Shepherd?
Maybe. Wait, no. How would I get... Well, that's German Shepherd. But how would that get even closer to me?
Ah, your hero, Neville Chamberlain.
No. Come on. Mm. Get me to me. Wait, there are 6 children? No. Death of Adolf Hitler.
This is so exciting.
Way to do this.
This is so exciting. We are 3 minutes away. 3 minutes away from a 7-second delay record.
Here, help me get from Eva Braun's Wikipedia page without typing anything, using only clicks, to my page. 201-536-9368. Albert Speer? Hold on. Nazi party? No, I was never invited to that particular party. Hold on. Born in Munich? No. Wait, Munich. I can do this. Look at this. Watch this. I go to Munich.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And now I go to the movie, Munich, the film, Steven Spielberg film. Hold on. Now I'm at the Steven Spielberg film.
Spielberg had a movie. Oh, that's right. Munich, about the Munich Olympics.
Wait a minute.
That's
I'm going to do this. Hold on. I'm going to do this. Hold on. Academy Awards. Wait, I did write for the Academy Awards. Would that get me? The New York Times? I'm now at Spielberg. Hold on. Wait. Should I go to Spielberg's page? Is there any connection there? Wait, let me go down here. Hold on. Anyone I've worked with here? Daniel Craig? No. I'm going to do this. Hold on.
I would go to the Academy Awards since you did work on that.
Yeah, but...
Oh,
but
it's so exciting. We're 90 minutes away. We've never gone this long without a phone call.
Hold on. I'm going to get there. Wait, this is so brilliant that I went from Eva Braun to Munich. Now I'm at Spielberg. Wait, best picture, best adopted. I was never nominated for any of those.
And if we don't get a call in the next minute and 15 seconds, then this will be the biggest failure 7-second delay has ever had. So don't call us at 201-536-9368 because we're inside of our record.
Do I have any, wait, hold on, do I have any... Anything in common with Spielberg? Hold on. Personal life? Marriage? No, I don't. Wait. Did I ever work on it? I did. I did a couple of days work on a TV show. Wait, hold on.
A Spielberg TV show?
Wait, Haddon Township, New Jersey. Yes. That's his family moved there. I was raised in Haddon. Wait, if I can get to Haddonfield, I'm a notable. Yes, Haddonfield. I did that. I am a notable alumni of Haddonfield High School. Hold on. Private schools.
Oh, damn it.
Private schools. I'm going to do this. Wait, public schools. Haddonfield Public School.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, is this Pam?
Wait, no, this is Blue Ribbon School. Haddonfield Public School.
Oh, wait, Haddonfield.
Hand. Andy, it's Andy. It's Hand.
Oh, it's great. Hold on. Wait, notable. No, wait, I'm at Haddonfield, my hometown, and I am listed notable people. Hang on, notable people. There I am. I did it. I got from Eva Braun to me in 5 steps.
Hand, are you impressed with that?
I'm very impressed. I'm very proud of
Andy. Name somebody else. I can get to me. Name any other Wikipedia entry. Wait, are you in Wikipedia, Hand?
No, I wish I was. But,
I wish you were too. Wikipedia misses you very much. But name another entry. Wait, I can do search Wikipedia. Can I do that randomly? Isn't there a way to randomly pick something?
Yeah, they have a random article thing.
Okay, where? How do I do that?
It's somewhere on their main page.
Come on, help me. Wait, random article. Okay, yeah. Now wait. Now I'm going to try to get to you, Ken. Random article, Louisiana State University at Eunice in Eunice, Louisiana.
Hey, Hand, you saved us. You saved us from our record of longest period without a phone call.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey Ken. I didn't want you guys to fail today.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the best. God bless you and your work.
Hand, how is your reign as 7-second delay thank you gal going?
It's going okay, but I'm calling because I have a bone to pick with you guys. You haven't thanked me for a while.
Oh, man, Andy.
Wait, have you really been listening and paying attention? Because every time we say thank you, I always get a little annoyed.
Why?
Because we always have to pause and try to remember Hand's name and her nickname.
I never have any. It's Hannah, and her nickname is Hand.
But Hannah, as my memory serves, that Ken has been very good about it.
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I haven't listened to the entire show, and I just
how could you be expected to? My God. My God.
It's just like a measure of self-protection that you're taking. We do mention your name at the end. It's always at the very end of the show. Mm-hmm. Hand.
Okay, so, I'll go like back and I'll listen like for
us
those.
Would you like us to incorporate your name somehow seamlessly, organically into the body of the show? Would that make you happy?
I would love that.
Okay, we can start doing that. Thanks for the constructive criticism.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Now, Ken, go to Louisiana State University.
By hand.
Yeah, by hand. Okay. Now, Ken, go to Louisiana State University at Eunice. That came up randomly, okay? I asked
Wikipedia.
Yes, on Wikipedia, it came up. I asked Wikipedia to pick a random page. Okay?
Yep, I'm there.
If you're just tuning in, I got from Eva Braun to my page in four steps. Can you get from Louisiana State University at Eunice to your page in four steps?
Okay, Louisiana State University has a mascot, Mike the Tiger.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to Mike the Tiger's page.
Why? How can that? How isn't that at best a sideways step?
No, just wait and see.
Okay, Mike the Tiger. Wait, I don't see it. Mike the Tiger has its own page.
Yeah, Mike the Tiger has his own page.
I don't see that. No, wait, mascot. Okay. Oh, you're not taking this seriously. We've stumbled onto the greatest radio game ever.
Oh, Mike the Tiger died of kidney disease.
All right, click on kidney disease.
Kidney disease, okay.
Oh, you're not even close. You're getting further away.
No, I'm getting there. Kidney transplants.
Oh, what a fool I was to take this seriously.
Let's see.
No, notable alumni. Go back. Go to notable alumni. Maybe you have something in common with them.
Okay. Notable alumni of LSU. Louisiana State University. They have a great water ski team, by the way.
Well, could that be something?
Yes!
A notable alumni, there's only one listed.
Oh, damn it. Who is it?
He's a Mickey Guillory.
Oh! No, it lists a whole bunch of people. It lists James Carville. Hubert Humphrey.
You went to the main Louisiana State University. I'm only at that one branch.
Ah, I've got it. Notable alumni from Louisiana State University, Hubert Humphrey.
Go ahead. Well, how can you get from there?
Because my brother is writing a book about Hubert Humphrey.
Go ahead, get there. Go.
Let's see if he listed there.
External. Well, did he publish it yet?
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Oh well, then it might not be listed.
Yeah, might not be there yet. Or it might have come out. I don't know.
Yeah, he's only your brother. He's only your sibling. How would you be expected to know what books your brother has published?
Yeah, no, it's not listed there yet. Oh, well.
Am I my brother's publisher?
Hey, we have a call.
No.
Hi, you're on the air.
A great game.
Hey, it's Hand again.
Hi, Hand. Great to hear from you. We were just talking about you.
I forgot. I wanted to just a topic for another episode.
Okay, what is it?
I'd love to hear you guys talk to listeners and try to figure out what cocktail they are.
What cocktail are you?
I don't know. That's something that I've been trying to figure out myself. Based on our conversations, what do you think?
A vodka tonic?
Ooh, I like those a lot. That's usually my drink of choice.
Let's just pause. Let's just hit pause and think if we can think of a worse idea.
Okay. Well, Andy, you actually, we invented a drink called the Andy Breckman, I think.
Years ago?
Yeah, you remember that?
Why I wanted to call you guys. I forgot that I came up with an Andy Breckman cocktail.
Yeah, what are the ingredients?
Was that your cocktail all those years ago? I remember it had Kahlua in it. That's the only thing I remember about it. Well, Hand, what's your Andy Breckman cocktail?
My fiance had a cocktail called the Rusty Nail. And I said, oh, that sounds like Andy Breckman's cocktail. And I think it has whiskey and some sort of like smoky additives.
And
got him off his rocker.
Mezcal or something.
Yeah.
And a rusty nail. Andy can use any of those rusty nails that he keeps in his hand at all times.
Right.
Yeah. That I'm squeezing right now.
All right, thank you.
I don't want to interrupt you guys for too long. But
okay, thanks, Han.
I love the show and I want to call. Bye.
Well, you're not interrupting. You are actually a vital, vital part of this show.
That was Han, our thank you gal for the year. Always.
You might know her as our only caller tonight.
Yes.
This is how bad things are. we have one caller tonight, and she calls to apologize for interrupting.
Well, you're crazed with this Wikipedia game.
I think I've stumbled onto a great game. I thought I was I'm very proud of myself for getting from Eva Braun to me.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How did you do it? You went from Eva Braun to the movie.
I went to Munich. Boy, this was actually a great leap I had. It was a real breakthrough. I went from Munich to not the city Munich, of course. I went to the movie Munich. I went from that to Steven Spielberg's page. He directed the movie Munich. Mm-hmm. Steven Spielberg spent time as a youth in Haddon Heights, New Jersey, which is a sister town. It's next to my hometown of Haddonfield, New Jersey. In fact, I think we overlapped. I think he was in Haddon Heights and I was in Haddonfield. I think his biographies all mention he used to go to the Westmont Theater in Westmont, New Jersey, which is down the street from both of us. So we might have gone to the same movie theater. That's all I have in common with Steven Spielberg. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
And then from Haddonfield, I am listed as a notable person from Haddonfield, New Jersey. But you can't get from LSU.
I think I can. No, I think seriously. I can.
Well, it's good. Talk out loud.
Here we go.
You can't.
Watch how it's done.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I'm on the page of Louisiana State University.
Yeah, you went from that, yes.
Yes, and now
go ahead.
What does Louisiana State University have? They happen to own an FCC-licensed non-commercial educational radio station.
Is it listed on their Wikipedia page?
I go there.
Wait, are you seriously doing that? I don't see it.
Yes. Well, okay, different LSU.
Okay, LSU, got
right,
it.
So
okay.
I've now gone to the Wikipedia page for non-commercial educational, which is the FCC category.
Oh, go ahead. Stations. Keep going. Without writing anything, you're just clicking. Are you just clicking?
Yeah, I'm just clicking. Now I need a list. I need a list of all non-commercial FM stations.
You can't write anything. You can't enter anything.
Not doing it. Not doing that.
Don't touch that keyboard. This is a keyboard-free contest.
So I just need to find a list of all the non-commercial NCE stations.
But how could, is there such a list?
Yeah, there should be.
There must be another way to do this. Hold on.
References.
Wait, have you ever been mentioned in U.S. News and World? I'm back at the LSU page. Are you mentioned in Entrepreneur magazine? No, why would you mention be there?
No.
You'd be mentioned there as a cautionary tale. U.S. News and World Report? Wall Street Journal? Have you ever been mentioned? No.
There's got to be a list of non-commercial stations on here, and FMU would be on that list.
Wait, New York Times?
NCE stations. NCE.
I'm going to try to beat you there. Hold on. This is like a fascinating race. Wait, John James Audubon's Birds in America? Did you ever write a foreword to that book?
Ah, here we go. Here we go. Okay.
So you're not clicking on it. I mean, you're not typing anything. You're just clicking.
So I'm going to go from that non-commercial station. There's a link to community radio.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. And then I go to United States. This is terrible.
Hold on. I'm going to try to beat you there.
National Federation of Community Broadcasters.
Did you ever attend the Roger Hatfield Ogden Honors College? No.
Not in years. Okay.
Were you ever a subject at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center?
Not that I am aware of.
Tiger Stadium. No, that's at the LSU campus. No. You never played there. I think you might have found the only door through which you could make this connection. United States Patent and Trademark Office. No.
Yeah.
Hang on, my friend.
I've hit a dead end.
Oh, come on, somebody help us. Wait, Crawford. Wait, look at this.
Okay, so then
look
I go to National Federation of Community Broadcaster website.
No, there must be another way. There must be another path.
Too many links, too many pages.
Wait, Hurricane Katrina? Would you be listed there? No.
Nope.
I'm back at the LSU website. The governor? Wait.
Oh, you better get that.
No. How could it be more important than this?
What is it?
Let me say hello.
Hi.
Oh, I don't believe it. Hi, wait.
How you doing?
It's Hand. It's Hannah.
Hand.
Hey, we just mentioned you. For God's sake, lady. Give us a break.
Hand called your private line?
Yeah, Hand calls me all the time to remind us to mention her. Wait, World War II is mentioned at the LSU? Did your father serve in World War II? Is he notable?
He served in the U.S.
No. Not law overseas. School? Did you ever go to law school? Hold on. Huey Pierce, LSU. Okay, can I get from World War II? Wait, ROTC. Can I get from World War II to you?
I'm still getting there from community radio, and I'm now on the National Federation of Community Broadcasters site.
Oh, wait, I can do it. I can get there.
I found the link to WFMU.
Wait, hold on, I can do it. I can go to, hold on, movies about World War II, and then I get back to me, and from me, I get to you. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So you just got to go through me.
And speaking of you, your Wikipedia page now does mention that you're an enemy of albinism. But that's not accurate. You're not an enemy of albinism. You're an enemy of people with albinism.
I'm an enemy of both. Hold on. Let me. Hold on. Records. Wait. Movies. Maps of World War II. I can do this. How many minutes do I have?
We have 5 minutes.
Hold on. I've got to get to me. Got to get back to me from World War II. How hard can that be? Oh, wait, I just go back to Munich. Hold on. Wait, I'll just do it. I'll just retrace my steps. War breaks out. Allies gain momentum. Allies close in. Axis collapse. Hold on.
And on your Wikipedia page, it says that you have 8 children? I thought.
No. Hold on, wait. The Reichstag, hold on. Let me just get to Munich. Hold on.
I think.
Let me just get to Munich from World War II, and then I can get back to me.
I think Hand is calling me now.
Wait, I got it. Hold on. I got Munich listed. Hold on. Oh, this is it. I got it. Wait, Munich, right?
Yeah.
I go to Munich the movie. Hold on. Munich the film. Wait a minute. Go to Spielberg. This is how you do it. It all goes through me, my friend. Childhood, career, early life. Hold on. Now I go to, I got to find Haddon Heights again.
Oh, so can I call tonight's show 6 Degrees of Eva Braun?
Yeah. That sounds great.
Okay,
that's
great.
A good one.
Right.
Wait, Haddon Heights. Hold on,
all
my
right.
friend. Haddonfield. Now we get to me. Hold on. We're going to get to me. There. This is how you do it. Hold on. Got to get notable. It's not much. It's not really. It's not as satisfying because I'm just retracing my own steps. Andy Breckman. Now I'm back to me. 7-second delay. Now I go to that. And Ken Friedman. There, I made it.
Fantastic.
I got from LSU.
You know what Sam says? You know what Sam, our appraiser, says?
He says
the best 7-second delay shows are the ones where Ken and Andy spend lots of time looking stuff up on the internet. Comedy gold.
Hey, I got to get going. Can I leave early? Because
No. No, you owe me. You owe me for tonight's show.
Why? Why? You signed off on it.
Well, you gave up on the topic before we even got going.
I gave out the number more than you.
It was clear you weren't into it.
No, but then I discovered my 8 degrees of Eva Braun.
6 degrees.
You
did 4 degrees.
I did 4 degrees.
Yeah.
You were longer. It took about 8 steps.
I couldn't. I never even got there. I never got there.
No, I got there for you. All you got to do, you go from World War II to Munich to Steven Spielberg, because he directed a movie called Munich, and then eventually to me, and then to you. I got you there, buddy.
Thank you, Andy.
I laid my body down like in that Paul Simon song. I was a bridge over your troubled waters.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah. We've been talking about Hitler and Eva Braun all night, but that was the first utterance of disgust I've heard from you was when I mentioned Paul Simon.
Yeah.
That was first utterance of disapproval.
You know all of it, but you know about Paul Simon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He did not bring in stray dogs.
No, he killed stray dogs.
Yeah.
First he plagiarized from them, and then he killed them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry I mentioned Paul Simon.
Thank you.
In our little Holocaust discussion.
Well, Andy, time's just about up.
Oh, great. This was great. Thanks to all. Hey, we got to thank Hand more than
yeah,
one.
Yeah, thank you, Hand, or thank you, gal.
She's keeping score.
And thank you, Nick the Bard, for coming in early, sitting at the call screener station the whole night, and speaking only to Hand.
Yeah, in case Hand called. We had Nick the Bard on.
Yeah.
All right. I love you, Ken. Now, maybe you have some feelings.
I love you, Andy.
Thanks, buddy.
Looking forward to our true crime podcast.
Yeah, and the next week's show, how could it be worse than this?
Can't possibly be. Next week's the rebound, baby.
The rebound. Yeah, you don't want to miss it. All right, thanks. Talk to you soon.
See you later. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla, the last program before they take the summer off. Tonight they'll be talking to some guy who is in the process, and he's almost finished, of walking every block in all five boroughs of New York City. So stay tuned for that.
Talk a little bit about this wandering that you have done for peace. How did it all come about?
Well, it started January 1st of 1953 from Los Angeles, California. That year I set out to walk across the country, which I did, zigzag across 5,000 continuous miles. And then I just continued. I'm on my seventh pilgrimage route now, which is my seventh crossing of the country. I have covered the 50 states, the 10 Canadian provinces, parts of Mexico. And it's an effort to do everything one little person can do for peace. I walk prayerfully and as an opportunity to talk with many people and perhaps inspire them to do something for peace also in their own way. I tell you, people are good. There's a spark of good in everybody, no matter how deeply buried.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I'm not. I don't want to leave here, Emily.
I don't either.
I made a big mistake.
I would get all emotional on the radio. I haven't done that in so long. I don't like this. Really sucks. Good evening, lifers.
Get it together.
Get it together. I know.
Get it together.
Oh, good night. Okay. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm the stable one, Kimzilla.
Thought you were going to say something sweet.
I'll warm up. We'll see.
You're hard-boiled, Kimzilla.
I'm hard-boiled.
Hard-boiled.
Yeah, this is what life does to you, Emily.
Oh, man.
Just be careful, or it'll happen to you.
It'll never happen to me.
You'll be hard-boiled just like me.
Nah, I'm going to be this squishy forever, I think. I'm just like a bunch of guts in a wonton wrapper.
I'm trying to think if I was squishy like you when I was your age.
Yeah.
No. It would come in tragic, like with tragic endings, would be the end of my world moments that would last for weeks of like, why? But generally,
but for me, it's
small
just,
emotions or animal movies. I mean, I don't know why. Animal movies every time. You show me a person having a tragic situation and I'm like a hard-boiled egg.
Mm-hmm.
You show me a geriatric dog. It gets all the feels.
In the arms of the
I'll feel it later. It's just too much in the moment.
For me, it's just sort of like a constant low key.
That's so true.
Like I just sort of run constantly low key, sort of emotional.
Yeah.
And sad.
I know. I was like, what outro song? This is going to be the last outro song for a very long time. Possibly forever.
I want to go. We just got started.
Yeah. 3 years ago, Emily. 3 years ago, we met in a hallway.
We did. Right. Stop.
Now I'm just milking your emotions.
Do you want to do this show or not? Or you just want me to cry all over the board and electrocute myself in my own tears?
Okay. I won't sound like a psychopath.
Get
and
it.
You won't
together.
Sound. We got this.
Snap out of it. All right.
Lifers, we've got a really nice message board of awesome humans that have showed up for our last episode of
the season.
The season.
For the season finale of In Real Life.
So if you guys want to join on this melancholy episode of adventure and wondering what... Then join us at WFMU.org.
And wherefore? and click on playlists and comments. And you can become one of those wonderful humans on the message board.
There's no one else that can answer and fill in questions like you and I on the radio.
It's true. Yeah. We just like finish each other's.
We get on mic and you know the end of every one of my sentences.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say sandwiches. But... It was pretty close.
You know what I like on my sandwich. What do I like on my sandwich? Oh, no.
No, I know this one. Yeah. I know you like a BLT.
I love a BLT.
You love a BLT with like a good tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that you're particular about your tomatoes, and I'm particular about my tomatoes, too.
That's why we love each other so
much. It is.
Much.
I learned all
it's
about
connections
the Ramapo tomato from you. Is it Ramapo? No, it's not.
Not Ramapo? Yeah, it's Ramapo.
Listen,
that's the,
Jersey names are really hard to pronounce. I had been calling Carney Kearney for years, and someone just corrected me last week.
Just don't get into Lenape.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, that's AM territory. Us PMers.
So you made it to the station, even though there's been tornado warnings for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little damp.
Just looks like rain to me. But my phone is screaming at me as I was driving in, telling me that there were terrible, scary warnings.
For real?
My mom told me to bring my pajamas so I can sleep here and be safe.
My phone wasn't screaming at me at all. Yeah. It's like it doesn't even care if I get blown off my feet or not. I'm a small person. I could be picked up by a large gust pretty easily, I think.
What did I tell you what you need to do to make sure that your feet...
Lead shoes.
Right.
Yeah, I need some lead boots.
Right. Did you listeners know that the term get the lead out means that was in the Midwest in the Kansas region that people would take...